Honorable Chairman, Ministers, and Heads of Delegation, Ladies and Gentlemen, on behalf of the Government of Indonesia, I should like to begin by expressing my sincere appreciation to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, to the World Health Organization, and the Government of the Republic of Italy for their generous hospitality in hosting this very important event. My delegation strongly believe that it will be very fruitful and instrumental in tackling global challenges on nutrition and lay down the work forward to achieve sustainable global nutrition. As the fourth largest population in the world, and of which most of them are at productive and child age, Indonesia puts utmost importance the issues of nutrition as it has strong connection with the development and quality of human resources, which is very crucial to our national development. Considering the importance of nutrition, the Government of Indonesia has mainstreamed nutrition objectives in our human policy development as stated in the current and in the next National Medium Term Development Plan. We realize that nutrition is multifaceted, and addressing problem of malnutrition requires multidimensional approach with the participation of all stakeholders, including local governments and people. In this regard, our decentralization policy is expected to give effective support to the local government efforts in tackling the problem of malnutrition, even though there are some challenges to do so. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, today Indonesia remains confronting with the high prevalence of undernutrition in under 5 children. Consequently, stunting has emerged as one of the urgent development challenges. Therefore, the Government of Indonesia commits to decrease it by 40% by 2025. At the same time, the government also addresses the double burden of malnutrition, which arises from the rapid increase of overnutrition in children and adult population. Several policies have been issued and provide a robust enabling environment for action to address malnutrition. Our Food and Nutrition Action Plan provides a common framework for action to reduce malnutrition. The food law issued in 2012 mandates all districts and municipalities to develop a food and nutrition plan that provides the roadmap for overcoming their food and nutrition challenges. This law encompasses all food security dimensions from availability to utilization of food and promotes food diversification as a critical component. In addition, a balanced diet and healthy lifestyle guideline has been developed. Within health sector, we are redoubling our efforts to increase the coverage of specific nutrition intervention, including support for maternal, infant, and young child feeding, improvement of micronutrient intake through supplementation and food fortification, and the management of acute malnutrition. We have also embarked on an ambitious plan to achieve universal health coverage in 2019. To address overnutrition, the Ministry of Health recently issued a policy that obliges processed food manufacturers to provide the public with information on the sugar, salt, and fat content of their products. We are also working to increase the nutrition-sensitive programs in other sectors. Within the agriculture sectors, Presidential Decree No. 22 of 2009 provides instruction on accelerating the diversification of and household access to local food. We believe that national food security must start from household level. Therefore, the government promotes the Sustainable Food Reserve Garden program, in which household produces its own healthy and diverse food and at the same time provides opportunity to improve family income. Under the poverty reduction program, we are taking steps to enhance the nutrition impacts of a community empowerment program. The National Program on Community Empowerment provides poor community with block grants in order, among others, to address underlying causes of poor health and nutrition. These and other sectors are coming together under the Indonesia's Scaling Up Nutrition Movement. Presidential Decree No. 42 of 2013 provides a regulatory framework to facilitate the operationalization of these collective efforts involving multiple sectors and stakeholders. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, notwithstanding our endorsement to the outcome document, Indonesia is of a view that nutritional fortification in the context of the framework for action should include not only action to address anemia in women reproductive age, but also addresses micronutrient deficiencies for children and adult population. In closing, let me highlight that fighting stunting and improving nutrition not only are of health and economic issues, but it is also morally imperative. Therefore, on behalf of the government of Indonesia, I underline the need of strength of concrete efforts to address the challenge of nutrition and food system. I hold the belief that Rome Declaration on Nutrition and its framework for action will generate benefits to all members in supporting this valuable undertaking. Indonesia stands ready to work with all members to realize the implementation of the outcome documents of this conference to achieve our nutrition objective. I thank you.